the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus. The Temple of Artemis, or Artemision, also known less precisely as the Temple of Diana, was a Greek temple dedicated to the goddess Artemis. It was located in Ephesus, near the modern town of Selçuk in present-day Turkey. One of the seven wonders of the ancient world, it was completely rebuilt three times before its final destruction in 401 AD. Only foundations and sculptural fragments of the latest of the temples at the site remains. The first sanctuary, Temenos, antedated the iconic immigration by many years and dates to the Bronze Age. Callimachus, in his hymn to Artemis, attributed it to the Amazons. In the 7th century BC, the old temple was destroyed by a flood. Its reconstruction began around 550 BC, under the Cretan architect Chersiphron and his son Metagenes, at the expense of Croesus of Lydia. The project took 10 years to complete. The temple was destroyed in 356 BC by Herostratus in an act of arson, and was again rebuilt, this time as the wonder. Antipater of Sidon compiled the list of the seven wonders described in the finished temple. I have set eyes on the wall of lofty Babylon, on which is a road for chariots, and the statue of Zeus by the Alpheus, and the hanging gardens, and the colossus of the sun, and the huge labor of the high pyramids, and the vast tomb of Mausolus. But when I saw the house of Artemis that mounted to the clouds, those other marvels lost their brilliancy, and I said, lo, apart from Olympus, the sun never looked on aught so grand. Location and history. The Temple of Artemis was located near the ancient city of Ephesus, about 75 kilometers south from the modern port city of Izmir in Turkey. Today, the site lies on the edge of the modern town of Selçuk. The sacred site, Temenos at Ephesus, was far older than the Artemision itself. Pausanias was certain that it had antedated the iconic immigration by many years, being older even than the oracular shrine of Apollo at Dedema. He said that the pre-iconic inhabitants of the city were Lelages and Lydians. Callimachus, in his hymn to Artemis, attributed the earliest Temenos at Ephesus to the Amazons, whose worship he imagined already centered upon an image bred us of Artemis, their matron goddess. Pausanias says that Pindar believed the temple's founding Amazons to have been involved with the siege at Athens. Tacitus also believed in the Amazon foundation. However, Pausanias believed the temple predated the Amazons. Modern archaeology cannot confirm Callimachus' Amazons, but Pausanias' account if the site antiquity seems well-founded. Before the World War I, site excavations by David George Hogarth identified three successive temple buildings. Re-excavations in 1987 and 1988 confirmed that the site was occupied as early as the Bronze Age, with a sequence of pottery finds that extend forward to middle geometric times. When a peritoral temple with a floor hard-packed clay was constructed in the second half of the 8th century BC, the peritoral temple of Ephesus offers the earliest example of a peritoral type on the coast of Asia Minor, and perhaps the earliest Greek temple surrounded by colonnades anywhere. In the 7th century BC, a flood destroyed the temple, depositing over half a meter of sand and float sand over the original clay floor. Among the flood debris were the remains of a carved ivory plaque of a griffin and the Tree of Life, apparently North Syrian, and some drilled tear-shaped amber drops of elliptical cross section. These probably once dressed a wooden effigy, Zainon, of the Lady of Ephesus, which must have been destroyed or recovered from the flood. Bammer notes that though the site was prone to flooding and raised by silt deposits about 2 meters between the 8th and the 6th centuries, and a further 2.4 meters between the 6th and the 4th, its continued use indicates that maintaining the identity of the actual location played an important role in the sacred organization. The second phase. The new temple was sponsored at least in part by Croesus, who founded Lydia's empire and was overlord of Ephesus, and was designed and constructed from around 550 BC by the Cretan architect Chersiphron and his son Metagenes, It was 115 meters long and 46 meters wide. Supposedly the first Greek temple built of marble. Its peripteral columns stood some 13 meters high in double rows that formed a wide ceremonial passage around the cella that housed the goddess cult image. 36 of these columns were, according to Pliny, decorated by carvings in relief. A new ebony blackened grapewood cult statue was sculpted by Indoyos and Naiskos of Haos. It was erected at each open-air altar. A rich foundation deposit from this era yielded more than 1,000 items, including what may be the earliest coins made from the silver-gold alloy electrum. Fragments of bas relief on the lowest drums of the temple, preserved in the British Museum, show that the enriched columns of the later temple, of which a few survived, were versions of this earlier feature. Pliny the Elder, seemingly unaware of the ancient continuity of the sacred site, claims that the new temple's architects chose to build it on a marshy ground as a precaution against earthquakes. The temple became an important attraction, visited by merchants, kings, and sightseers, many of whom paid homage to Artemis in the form of jewelry and various goods. It was offered sanctuary to those fleeing persecution or punishment, a tradition linked in myth to the Amazons who twice fled there, seeking the goddess's protection from punishment, firstly by Dionysus and later by Heracles. Destruction. In 356 BC, the temple was destroyed in a vainglorious act of arson by a man, Herostratus, who set fire to the wooden roof beams. Seeking fame at any cost, thus the term Herostratic fame, the Ephesians sentenced the perpetrator to death and forbade anyone from mentioning his name. But Theopompus later noted the Greek and Roman historical tradition. The temple's destruction coincided with the birth of Alexander the Great around 20 to 21 July of 356 BC. Plutarch remarked that Artemis was too preoccupied with Alexander's delivery to save her burning building. The third phase. Alexander offered to pay for the temple's rebuilding. The Ephesians tactfully refused and eventually rebuilt it after his death at their own expense. Work started in 323 BC and continued for many years. The third temple was larger than the second, 137 meters long by 69 meters wide and 18 meters high. With more than 127 columns, Athenagoras of Athens names Endoios, a pupil of Daedalus, a sculptor of Artemis's main cult image. Pausanias, circa 2nd century AD, reports another image and altar in the temple dedicated to Artemis. Protothronia, Artemis of the first seat, and a gallery of images above this altar, including an ancient figure of Nyx, the primordial goddess of night, by the sculptor Rhoecus, 6th century BC. Pliny describes images of Amazons, the legendary founders of Ephesus, and Ephesian Artemis' original proteges, carved by Scopas. Literary sources describe the temple's adornment by paintings, columns gilded with gold and silver, and religious works of renowned Greek sculptors Polycletus, Phidias, Chrysilus, and Phratmon. This reconstruction survived for 600 years and appears multiple times in early Christian accounts of Ephesus. According to the New Testament, the appearance of the first Christian missionary in Ephesus caused locals to fear for the temple's dishonor. The 2nd century Acts of John includes an apocryphal tale of the temple's destruction. The Apostle John prayed publicly in the temple of Artemis, exorcising its demons, and of a sudden the altar of Artemis split in many pieces and half the temple fell down, instantly converting the Ephesians, who wept, prayed, or took flight. Against this, a Roman edict of 162 AD acknowledges the importance of Artemisia, the annual Ephesian festival to Artemis, and officially extends it from a few holy days over March through April to a whole month. One of the largest and most magnificent religious festivals in Ephesus's liturgical calendar. In 268 AD, the temple was destroyed or damaged in a raid by the Goths, an East Germanic tribe. In the time of Emperor Gallienus, Respa Viduct and Thorar, leaders of the Goths, took ship and sailed across the Strait of the Hellespont of Asia. There they laid waste to many populous cities and set fire to the renowned Temple of Diana at Ephesus, reported Jordanes in Getica. Thereafter, it may have been rebuilt or repaired, but its later history is highly unclear. At least some of the stones from the temple were used in construction of other buildings. Some of the columns in Hagia Sophia originally belonged to the Temple of Artemis, and the Parastasis Syntomoi Chronicae records the reuse of several statues and other decorative elements of the temple throughout Constantinople. The main primary sources of the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus are Pliny the Elder's Natural History. Rediscovery of the temple. After 6 years of searching, the site of the temple was rediscovered in 1869 by an expedition led by John Turtle Wood and sponsored by the British Museum. These excavations continued until 1874. A few further fragments of sculpture were found during the 1904-1906 excavations directed by David George Hogarth. The recovered sculptured fragments of the 4th century rebuilding and a few from the earlier temple, which had been used in the rubble fill for the rebuilding, were assembled and displayed in Ephesus' room of the British Museum. In addition, the museum has part of possibly the oldest hoard of coins in the world, 600 BC, that had been buried in the foundations of the archaic temple. Today, the site of the temple, which lies just outside of Selkuk, is marked by a single column constructed of disassociated fragments discovered on the site. Cult and influence. The archaic Tamaton beneath the later temples clearly housed some form of great goddess, but nothing is known of her cult. The literary accounts that described it as Amazonian referred to the later founder myths of Greek emigres who developed the cult and temple of Artemis Ephesia. The wealth and splendor of temple and city were taken as evidence of Artemis Ephesia's power and the basis for her local and international prestige. Despite successive traumas of temple destruction, each rebuilding, a gift in honor to the goddess, brought further prosperity. Large numbers of people came to Ephesus in March and in the beginning of May to attend the main Artemis procession. Artemis shrines, temples, and festivals, Artemisia, could be found throughout the Greek world, but Ephesian Artemis was unique. The Ephesians considered her theirs and resented any foreign claims to her protection. Once Persia ousted and replaced their Lydian overlord Croesus, the Ephesians played down his contributions to the temple's restoration. On the whole, the Persians dealt fairly with Ephesus, but removed some religious artifacts from Artemis' temple to Sardis and brought Persian priests into her Ephesian cult. This was not forgiven. When Alexander conquered the Persians, his offer to finance the temple's second rebuilding was politely but firmly refused. Ephesian Artemis lent her city's diplomacy a powerful religious edge. Under Hellenic rule and later under Roman rule, the Ephesian Artemisia festival was increasingly promoted as a key element of the pan-Hellenic festival circuit. It was part of a definitively Greek political and cultural identity, essential to the economic life of the region, and an excellent opportunity for young unmarried Greeks of both sexes to seek out marriage partners. Games, contests, and theatrical performances were held in the goddess's name, and Pliny describes her procession as a magnificent crowd puller. It was shown in one of the Apelles best paintings, which depicted the goddess's image carried through the street and surrounded by maidens. In the Roman imperial era, the emperor Commodus lent his name to the festival games and might have sponsored them. Ephesian Artemis. From the Greek point of view, Ephesian Artemis is a distinctive form of their goddess Artemis. Artemis in Greek cult and myth. In Greek cult and myth, Artemis is the twin of Apollo, a virgin huntress who supplanted the titan Selene as goddess of the moon. At Ephesus, a goddess whom the Greeks associated with Artemis was venerated as an archaic, certainly pre-Hellenic cult image. that was carved of wood kept decorated with jewelry. Robert Fleischer identified as decorations of the primitive Zenon the changeable features that since Minucius Felix and Jerome's Christian attacks on pagan popular religion had been read as many breasts or eggs denoting her fertility. Others interpret the objects to represent the testicles of sacrificed bulls that would have been strung on the image with similar meaning, most similar to the Near Eastern and Egyptian deities, and least similar to Greek ones. Her body and legs are enclosed with tapering pillar-like term from which her feet protrude. On the coins minted at Ephesus, the apparently many-breasted goddess wears a mural crown like a city's walls, an attribute of Cybele, see Polos. On the coins, she rests either arm on a staff formed of entwined serpents or of a stack of Ouroboros, the eternal serpent with its tail in its mouth. Something the Lady of Ephesus had in common with Cybele was that each was served by temple holy, sacred women, or hero doulis, or female assistants. Under the direction of a priestess who inherited her role, attended by a college of eunuch priests called Megabizoi, and also by young virgins, Korai, the eggs or breasts of the Lady of Ephesus, it now appears, must be the iconographic descendants of the amber gourd-shaped drops, elliptical in cross-section and drilled for hanging, that were rediscovered in the excavations of 1987 and 1988. They remained in situ, where the ancient wooden cult figure of the Lady of Ephesus had been caught by an 8th century flood. This form of breast jewelry then had already been developed by the geometric period. A hypothesis offered by Gerard Saiterli that the objects in classical representations represented bull's scrotal sacs cannot be maintained. A votive inscription mentioned by Florence Mary Binet, which dates probably from about the 3rd century BC, associates Ephesian Artemis with Crete to the healer of diseases to Apollo, giver of light to mortals. Eutyches has set up in votive offering a statue of the Cretan Lady of Ephesus, the light bearer. The Greek habits of syncretism assimilated all foreign gods under some form of the Olympian pantheon familiar to them in Interpretatio Graecia, and it is clear that Ephesus, the identification with Artemis that the Ionian settlers made of Lady of Ephesus, was slender. Christian approach was at variance with the tolerant syncretistic approach of pagans to gods who were not theirs. Christian inscription at Ephesus suggests why so little remains at the site. Destroying the elusive image of the demons Artemis, Demias, was erected this symbol of truth, the god that drives away idols, and the cross of priests, deathless and victorious sign of Christ. The assertion that the Ephesians thought that their cult image had fallen from the sky, thought it was a familiar origin myth at other sites, is only known at Ephesus from Acts 19:35. What man is there that knoweth not how that the city of Ephesians is a worshipper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? Lidonisi observes that modern scholars are likely to be more concerned with origins of the Lady of Ephesus and her iconology than her adherents were at any point in time, and are prone to creating a synthetic account of the Lady of Ephesus by drawing together documentation that ranges over more than a millennium in its origins, creating a falsified, unitary picture as of an unchanging icon.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please look for the next episode soon, and please ensure to share this with your friends and family. And please like this content and subscribe as a sign of support and for me to continue to provide this type of content to more people like you. Lastly, if you wish to support this content further, please visit the links provided in this publication. Thank you.